Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V in Chicago, Illinois. Today is March 6th, 2026. That's Friday of the second week of Lent. Today's passage comes from the Gospel of Matthew, where he writes, Jesus said to the chief priests and the elders of the people, Hear another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard, put a hedge around it, dug a new winepress in it, and built a tower. Then he leased it to tenants and went on a journey. When vintage time drew near, he sent his servants to the tenants to obtain his produce. But the tenants seized the servants, and one they beat, another they killed, and a third they stoned. Our Lord speaks today with unsettling clarity. He tells the parable of a vineyard carefully prepared by a landowner, planted, protected, equipped, and entrusted. Every detail reveals care, intention, and love. The hedge protects. The wine press anticipates fruit. The tower watches over what is precious. Nothing is neglected. And then he entrusts it to tenants. This is the mystery at the heart of our existence. Everything we have is entrusted, not possessed. Our life, our vocation, our intellect, our body, our time, our authority, our influence, even our spiritual gifts. None of these originate in us. All are given. All belong ultimately to another. Yet something goes wrong in the hearts of the tenants. They forget why they are tenants. This forgetting is the root of pride. Pride does not begin with arrogance. It begins with forgetfulness. It is the quiet interior shift from stewardship to ownership. It is the subtle movement from this is entrusted to me to this is mine. Pride is born the moment the creature forgets the creator. The servant forgets the master. The receiver forgets the giver. Notice that the tenants do not deny the vineyard exists. They do not destroy it. They simply claim it. They continue living in it, working in it, but now on their own terms. They no longer recognize the authority of the landowner. And when the servants come, they are not merely ignored, they are rejected violently. Why such violence? Because pride cannot tolerate interruption. Pride builds an inner kingdom and crowns the self as king. Any voice that reminds us we are not ultimate, that we are accountable, that we must surrender, that we must give an account, becomes a threat. The servants represent every grace God sends us, the quiet voice of conscience, the correction of a friend, the teaching of the church, the call to repentance, the gentle unease that whispers, return. When pride is rooted deeply, we resist these servants. We silence them. We rationalize. We defend ourselves. We justify our hardness. We prefer the illusion of autonomy to the truth of dependence. Ultimately, the landowner sends his son. This is no longer a servant. This is the heir. This is Christ. And here the parable reveals its deepest wounds. This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and acquire his inheritance. This is the logic of pride brought to its conclusion. Pride does not merely resist God, it seeks to replace him. Pride desires the inheritance without the relationship, the kingdom without the king, the glory without the surrender. This is the ancient temptation. You will be like God. And yet here is the paradox at the center of our faith. Christ does not resist their violence. He allows himself to be cast out of the vineyard. He allows himself to be killed. Why? Because humility is stronger than pride. Christ conquers not by seizing, but by surrendering. He reveals that true authority is not dominion, but self-gift. He exposes pride not by argument, but by love that empties itself completely. Pride grasps. Christ opens his hands. Pride defends itself. Christ offers himself. Pride isolates. Christ gives himself away. And in that surrender, pride is unmasked as powerless. The vineyard was never truly theirs, and our life is never truly ours. Lent invites us into this painful but liberating recognition. We are tenants, not owners. Even our spiritual life can become a vineyard, we claim. But we may begin to believe our virtue belongs to us. We may take subtle pride in our discipline, our prayer, our endurance, our faithfulness. We may compare ourselves to others. We may secretly prefer to be the one who gives rather than the one who needs. But humility begins when we allow ourselves to be receivers again. Everything is gift. The breath you just took was given. The faith that sustains you was given. The desire to seek God was given. Even the grace to repent is given. Pride says, I have achieved. Humility says, I have received. Pride tightens. Humility opens. Pride isolates the soul. Humility restores communion. And this rooting out of pride is not accomplished by force. It is accomplished by truth, by standing honestly before God and remembering who we are, beloved, dependent, restrained, sustained, and forgiven. The vineyard was entrusted to us so it might bear fruit, not fruit of self-exaltation, but fruit of love. The tragedy of the tenants was not that they were entrusted with much. It was that they refused to remain servants. But the mercy of God is this: He does not abandon the vineyard. Even now, Christ comes, not as an accuser, but as an invitation. He stands at the door of the vineyard of your heart and asks not to take, but to restore. He comes not to condemn, but to reclaim what pride has hardened. He comes not to humiliate, but to humble, so that we may live in truth. To root out pride is to allow Christ to be Lord again. It is to say quietly and honestly, this is yours, I am yours, everything is yours. And in that surrender, the soul finds peace. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the beloved Son, sent into the vineyard of our broken hearts. You come not with force, but with mercy, not to take from us, but to restore. Reveal to us the hidden roots of pride within us, the places where we have claimed ownership of what belongs to you, the places where we resist your voice, the places where we prefer control to trust. Grant us the grace of humility to remember that all is gift, that all is entrusted, that all flows from your love. Soften what is hardened within us, open what is closed, humble what is exalted falsely within us. Teach us to live as faithful tenants, to receive with gratitude, to serve with love, to surrender without fear. May your cross uproot our pride. May your humility become our refuge. May your life bear fruit within us. For you are Lord, forever and ever. Amen. If you found a blessing in this brief reflection today, I ask you to return here each and every day during the season of Lent, where we unpack one of the passages from the Gospel and apply it to our spiritual lives. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.